sun pulls away from the shore and our boat sinks slowly in the west. It's about time for me to make like Bella Fleck and the Flecktones and get the Fleck out of here.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Come on, Eric and Ernie, let's sing our song and go home.
Bring me sunshine.
Remember, until
smile.
Next week at this same time on these same frequented frequencies, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Blue Sky, and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next here on the Giggle Puss Broadcasting System, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock.
As the sun from up above, bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me
.com.
In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
at the piano on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and Donuts Make My Brown Eyes Blue. Before that, we had Eric Cook start this show off with I Just Can't Help Believing. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to another issue of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy here on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. I can talk. I really can. And good to be with you for another week. And this is the week succeeding Thanksgiving, meaning we're playing Christmas music, but not as much as other radio stations, just a wee little bit sprinkled in at this early date in late November or early December, depending on where you're listening. Speaking of holidays, it's time to talk about the holidays you didn't know you needed to celebrate because they're there to celebrate, but you should celebrate them because they're there to celebrate, or something like that. Starting with November 28th, it's Buy Nothing Day, which is a protest against Black Friday consumerism. You spend nothing, breathe deeply, and recover from your Thanksgiving turkey. So there you go. It's also Native American Heritage Day, honoring the Native American culture, history, and contributions across the U.S., and it's National French Toast Day. I'm sure there's nothing French about it, but it's a delicious invitation to fry up some eggy syrup-soaked breakfast perfection with bread, of course. Jenny Lee bread is probably the best for doing that. November 29th is Small Business Saturday, which is a nationwide push each year to shop local and support the local businesses, the small businesses that anchor our communities. It's also National Lemon Cream Pie Day, a zesty, creamy dessert celebration for pie lovers everywhere. And it's also Electronic Greeting Card Day, which is a modern twist in sending the digital thinking of you kind of notes originally made by Hallmark and American Greetings. November 30th, Stay Home Because You Are Well Day. Well, November 30th this year is on a Sunday, so most people don't work on that day. But it's a humorous reminder you can take a guilt-free rest day simply because you can. Yeah. Computer Security Day encourages updating passwords and shoring up your digital defense from scammers and viruses and so on. It's also National Mousse Day. That's M-O-U-S-S-E, the chocolate or fruit or fancy dessert that's creamy and delightful after a heavy meal, of course. December 1st is Rosa Parks Day in Alabama, marking the day Rosa Parks refused to surrender her bus seat, igniting history. It's also World AIDS Day, a global observance widely recognized in the U.S., honoring those affected and promoting awareness. And National Pie Day, this is actually PIE. This is not the March 14th tribute to the numeral pie. It is actually edible pie. So you won't find the $3.14 pies anywhere. December 2nd is National Fritters Day, celebrating all things battered, fried, and deliciously frittered. Special Education Day, recognizing progress in mandated school education and honors educators and students. National Mutt Day, a day for mixed breed dogs everywhere to shine, wag, and get extra treats. You should give them extra treats regardless. Wednesday, December 3rd is Make a Gift Day, encouraging homemade heartfelt gifts instead of store-bought ones. Roof Over Your Head Day, a gentle reminder to be thankful for shelter. And National Green Bean Casserole Day. Yes, honoring the classic holiday side dish in all its creamy, crunchy glory. And finally, December 4th is National Cookie Day, a full-scale celebration of cookies. Bake them, buy them, dunk them, love them. Yes, National Dice Day, a celebration of games requiring dice, especially in Las Vegas. And it is finally Santa's List Day, the whimsical kickoff to the naughty or nice tally as December gets rolling. And those are the holidays that are there to celebrate that you didn't know were there to celebrate, but you should celebrate them because they're there. Here's Frank Jaxfield in When I Need You on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Stop trying. And if two
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Dick Baker and the orchestra with If You Leave Me Now. Botticelli before that, actually, they're the same orchestra. It's both Dick Baker, but he went by Botticelli for some of his recordings, and Rivière. Andy Williams in there with It's Too Late, Francis Goyo with Sounds of the Season and Jingle Bells, and Frank Jaxfield, When I Need You. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Lex de Acevedo and Arthur's Theme.
in our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Paul Marriott on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, Have You Never Been Mellow? Before that, we heard Nori Paramore with Soul Coaxing and Manuel and the Music of the Mountains, or Jeff Love, and The Twelfth of Never, and we started that set with Lex de Azevedo and Arthur's Theme. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I'm Eric O'Brien, and it is now time for News of the Weird. Beginning Dateline, Detroit, Michigan. A goat escaped from its owner's home in a West Side Detroit neighborhood and caused chaos before leaping onto a police car. Onto a car, police said. The bleeding escapee dashed through yards, darted between fences, and sent startled residents scrambling for cover. After mounting the hood of a parked sedan, the goat hopped off and trotted away when animal control arrived. No one was injured, but a neighbor admitted she ducked behind a bush. Officials said the animal had apparently made a break for freedom following a morning feeding fuss. The owner was reunited with the goat after a 40-minute search and offered sheepish sorry to the neighbors. Sheepish. I bet that 40 minutes seemed like a lifetime to all those people. Over in England, animal rescuers in Cornwall rounded up a severely overweight raccoon that had been roaming through neighborhood gardens, the RSPCA told news officials. The creature was spotted gnawing on bird feed and waddling along fences with an obvious girth problem. Those girth problems are nasty, aren't they? Volunteers coaxed it into a humane trap and transported it to a wildlife center for assessment and diet plans. And never heard of a raccoon on a diet plan. Inspectors estimated the raccoon weighed nearly twice the average for its species. No weight was given. The RSPCA said it will rehab the animal and attempt a gradual weight loss program. The rescuer joked the raccoon looked like the Garfield of the backyard. Must have been feasting on lasagna, right? And finally, this hour, in Seoul, South Korea, police were called to a cafe where a colorful parrot was caught stealing sips of iced coffee from customers. The bird perched on a stool reportedly picked up straws and dunked them into cups before swishing the contents. Cafe staff uploaded the video of the feathered culprit, which quickly went viral. When officers arrived, the parrot squawked and flew off into the trees outside, leaving behind several half-finished drinks. Owners of the cafe said they'll now keep the parrot on beverage lockdown after closing hours. The one patron said the bird had better taste in coffee than he did. Well, birds know, don't they? I guess. I don't know. This is the time when moonlight feels right. Here's John Gregory on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
relaxing and easy.
The gate.
Relaxing and Easy. Botticelli there with a Maxine Nightingale song called Where We Started. All right. And we're coming on and we're getting right back to where we started from. There you go. So before that, the Carpenters with It's Going to Take Some Time. Ferrante and Teicher with Brazilian Sleigh Bells and Sounds of the Season. Neil Richardson with Ticket to Ride and John Gregory and Moonlight Feels Right. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with Eric O'Brien, who can talk most of the time. And here is Caravelli with Wigwam. Takes us up to the top of the hour with music to watch girls by. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?